This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What is Dax, are you
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Hello.
Listen, no think kid. About this.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
I love it.
Alice at 97.3.
By the San Francisco Zoo and Gardens, a place for everyone. Guests of all ages can connect with animals from around the world. And as an important conservation facility, they'll be enthralled, engaged, and eager to take action and learn more. Visit SF Zoo today, sfzoo.org. Maddie, this needs a little work on here. That guy over there. We got Greg Baldwin in with us. It is so great to see you.
Oh, this is the greatest.
You are at the Punchline in SF all weekend with Jay Mohr.
With Jay Mohr, opening for Jay Mohr.
That's big to be at the Punchline
it
on
is.
The weekend.
It is.
And how are you these days?
You know what? I'm doing amazing.
Is that so?
Yeah, I'm great. Doing really good. You know, no complaints and... you know, I'd like to be, it'd be great if Jay Mohr was opening for me.
It would be, and someday.
Someday,
mean, you know,
yeah.
Baby steps. But the first thing that you said this morning was that, because I don't know if people know, Greg's been on the show many times. Greg used to actually work at the station.
Yep.
Greg and Maddie were the best of friends. And then Greg decided, I'm going to get my life together and I'm going to be a stand-up comedian, which we all went, oh,
yeah.
Very inspiring.
Yes.
It's anybody out there in the world who's sitting there driving to work right now and thinking, you know what I really want to do? This guy did it. He's doing it. Like he went, I don't want to do that. I want to do this. And he went after it. I think that's great.
Yep.
Yeah. It's been a tough road, but it's the greatest thing in the world. But, you know, I got down to 118 pounds. I was missing teeth, living out of my car, dying from meth addiction. And I got clean. I just celebrated 18 years clean and sober.
Yes. That's so.
Thank you.
Yeah. 18 years.
Yeah. Wow.
When you got your teeth replaced, do you have dentures? Can you take them out? Or
no, no. You know what? I went on eHarmony, and on my third eHarmony date, I met a dentist. And we started dating.
You were dating without missing a rack of teeth.
Yeah, it was so embarrassing.
And a dentist was like, I'm going to take care of that for you.
No, so I smiled, and she's like, oh, my God, your teeth are a mess.
I'm sure. I can't even believe it.
Oh my God.
You didn't feel insecure about it?
But you know, I guess
especially after she looked at his smile and went, I'm a dentist and that's a problem.
No, I think she liked it actually.
Oh.
That was like a project for her.
Oh.
And we started dating, she started working on my teeth, and I do a joke about it. Like we started having problems. She started making me brush my teeth 5 times a day, floss after every meal.
Yeah.
And then she told me I had to quit drinking coffee. So I knew the relationship was over, but I hung in there for an extra year and a half.
Whoa.
Because I still needed a root canal and a bridge. And then she finished my teeth. She dumped me. And she hit me with an $18,000 bill.
Is that true?
Kind of.
Okay.
And
which
I paid
part of it is kind of true?
She did. She charged me for all my teeth a lot. And then we broke up. Oh. And then... I recently threw out my back, so I'm on Tinder looking for a chiropractor.
I get it.
And
I see what you're doing here.
It's almost time for a prostate exam, so I created a Grindr profile for that one.
Oh, I get it. Grindr, because that's where you'd find the proctologist.
Yes.
Hilarious. Yes. Oh, my God.
That's a little sample of some of the comedy I do. Wow. But it's a true story. I really met a dentist on Harmony.
And she you smiled at her, and she went, oh, those rotten teeth. I can't get enough of you.
No, but it was more like, oh, my God. Oh, your teeth are a disaster.
Oh.
Yeah, she was into it.
That is
I give you credit.
Not the expected reaction.
No.
Yeah. It was, she was great, but I was saved and got out of the relationship with her because she was not.
Well, now, as soon as she started charging you, you were like,
yeah.
What are you, a hooker dentist? I don't understand.
Yeah. But nothing but great thoughts for her. That's all.
Oh, that's good. Look at you with the positivity. I mean, then you did get a nice set of teeth out of it.
I did. So. I got a nice set of brand new set of teeth, but no dentures. I have veneers, 6 implants. Root canals.
The implant is what I was thinking. They had to put in the post and then put a tooth on it.
Yep. 6 of them. And that wasn't fun.
Is that just what happens with meth? People just like everything falls apart. Their teeth fall out of their heads. And
you know, I don't know what it is, but it's either the dehydration or it's the chemicals in the meth, but it deteriorates your teeth. Mm-hmm. And
I was reading a story, and not to be depressing about it, but it is about depression. Apparently, there was a guy, a pro surfer, who recently passed away. He'd quit the drugs, but he was talking about how he blew through all his money doing first coke and then had to go to a less expensive version of stuff that smells good. And he was doing meth. And what he said in the article was, it wasn't so much that I was blowing through my money as much as it was the depression that came with
Trying to pull off, coming down.
Each time you come down, there's a darker depression waiting for you.
Yeah.
And is that the case? Did you experience that as well?
Yeah. The science behind it is when you use meth, it releases so much dopamine and, you know, the pleasure, you know, things that it depletes it from your brain and it actually creates holes in your brain.
Mm.
And so.
Oh, boy.
So you can't find joy and pleasure and energy and without having that drug.
More.
And, I was dying, mm-hmm. I literally was physically dying and now all of a sudden, I have this amazing, wonderful life and I've gotten clean. So, I mean, if people struggle from addiction or alcoholism or whatever your substance is, there's hope, and I'm living proof that there is hope and you can get clean and sober.
And I didn't think there was hope, man, for Greg. I mean, at the end there when he was living
with
us.
Well, you were in the depths of your stuff, too.
I'm all...
Like, for one addict to go, oh, I don't know about that guy.
No. So the night Maddie and I met, we were at an event. I had an acting class the next day. Maddie's like, hey, man, I got some coke, And I'd met him. I was so enamored by the radio staff, you guys. Mm. And I'm like, oh, my God, the new producer at Sarah and Vinny, And I'm like,
he's going to give me some coke.
Yeah, so we stayed up all night. Oh, and then I had to go to an acting class the next day. And
so you got this started, is what you're saying?
No, I did not get it started. It was well started.
It was started.
It was well underway.
Fifth grade. Started in fifth grade. But
oh, boy.
Oh.
And then I stayed up all night. I went to this acting class. And one of the exercises, they put us in the middle of a circle. I hadn't slept all night. And then they put on Tom Petty's Free Fallin'. And you have to dance in the circle. And I hadn't slept all day. But that was the first night I met Maddie. Now, fast forward, when I was on meth, Maddie moved me into his house to help me get off drugs. And I was on meth. He used cocaine to try to wean me off meth.
I just always thought, here was my rationale with that. I knew the guy that was doing coke had a job and was like, somewhat keeping his life together.
Oh my God.
The guy that was doing the meth was living in his car, fishing out of the bay.
That was me.
And,
fishing out of the bay.
Yeah. Overnight.
And he moved in and said, at one point, like, I'm stopped.
Yeah.
That night, it's 3 a.m. and like thump, thump, thump upstairs. I walk up and Greg's like, oh, I'm just cleaning the house. I'm like, you're back on meth, buddy. No doubt.
I'm just cleaning the house. So you went back to bed and let him clean, right?
Of course. No, if he's living there for free, I was like, I get something out of this.
Spotless.
It was beautiful. House never looked so good.
And then Maddie, you guys were all talking about it on the radio and you guys were telling Maddie, like, you got to kick him out because you're enabling his behavior. And then Maddie took me on an outing, like what do you guys call them? Where you guys go to the event or whatever.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like
we were doing
like
an appearance.
Live thing?
Okay. Appearance, yeah.
Appearance or like, one of the, one right. of the. concerts.
One, yeah, one of your listeners was there, and I introduced, and I'm like, yeah, I'm Greg. You know, I'm living at Maddie's house. And they're like, oh, you're the drug addict at Maddie's house?
And you were like, well, living in my car, but not listening to their radio show where they're talking about my business.
Oh, God.
Oh, man.
Come a long way, buddy.
You have.
Come a long way.
New set of teeth. I weigh 180 pounds. I haven't smoked a cigarette.
You weigh 180?
Yeah, 180.
Huh.
I know.
Stand up for a second.
You quit ciggies, though, too, huh?
You don't look like a 180 guy. I'm going to say you look like a 150 guy.
Yeah, 180. Ooh, I was down to 118.
Meth will do that to you.
It will. It's a bad drug. Very bad drug.
Yeah.
But there's hope.
There is hope.
I mean, you're playing with Jay Moore at the punchline.
I know.
It's so cool.
Well, you do a lot now. I mean, if you follow, and where can people follow you?
At Real Greg Baldwin on Instagram and TikTok.
And you're doing a podcast now. What's that?
It's called Good Things Are Happening. And it's I created this podcast with my coworker, Destiny Barra, to try to have inspiration to the world and positive stories. So it's a positive podcast, a funny, positive podcast.
Right.
When you call him a coworker.
Yeah, I was just going to ask.
It's a very strange.
Co-host.
Sorry. Co-host. Okay.
I thought you meant like you guys are both working comedians or like are all the other comedians your coworkers?
Co-host.
Got it. Okay. Right. So good things are happening.
Yeah.
And how's that?
It's amazing. It's good. You know, I mean, it's hard to get, you know, followers, you know. So that's
why we're mentioning it.
Yeah. I know. I love you guys.
We love you too.
Thank you. But, you know, I got to stay out of the results and just enjoy the journey. And if I touch one person and helps one person, then it's all worthwhile. But I'd really like to help, you know, 1,000 people. But
are you? Well, I mean, I'm sure you have.
Yeah.
Are you a sponsor for like a certain number of people? Are there limits on that? Or do you?
Yeah, I sponsor a number of people. I've helped people into recovery. I started working before comedy. I was I admitted over 1,000 people into treatment.
Oh,
so yeah, and I've been to jail. The jails. I speak in jails. I've been into the jails over 300 times.
Wow, that's
and,
cool.
Carrying the message of recovery into the jails. I became the director of this nonprofit. My title was director of jails for this nonprofit. I know. Like there is a God out there, and he has a funny sense of humor.
Director of jails. Greg Baldwin, everyone, performing at the Punchline SF with Jay Moore this weekend.
Oh, it's the best.
Director of jails as well.
Not to get off of you and onto Jay Moore, but there's a guy who doesn't need to work anymore. Still loves it, I guess. Huh?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He's married. Yeah. He married Jeannie Buss, the owner of the Lakers. And
he doesn't need anything anymore.
So,
but
then,
you know, it's.
Well, we still need to get away from our people once in a while.
Yeah. So no, I mean, that's cool.
I'm really, really good friends with both of them. I house sit for them and watch their doggies.
You do?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Tell me everything about their house.
It's well, so they talk about this. It's a triplex.
Uh-huh.
And she lives on the top and he lives on the first floor. So they don't sleep together. And they always talk about it, how amazing it is. But Jeannie is the greatest and Jay is the greatest. And Jeannie, I hurt my back. I had sciatica and herniated disc. And I ended
You weren't kidding about the thing where you're going to get the chiropractic guy.
Yeah.
Tinder.
Yeah, I actually ran across Maddie on Grindr. But anyway.
Yeah.
All right, joking.
Oh, I didn't know.
No.
Nothing wrong
with
that.
It's fine with us. We don't care. Yeah, whatever you guys are into.
I don't want you to be lonely. That's all.
We're really bummed out by the loneliness.
Yeah.
Going on over there.
But I was in the hospital for herniated disc is the pain. And Jeannie Buss reached out to me and said, listen, I just want you to know we're going to take care of all your medical bills.
Whoa. Oh, my God.
Yeah. And then she paid for me to get a epidural.
Oh.
Wait.
She's the greatest.
To get some relief from the sciatica.
Yeah.
Holy crap.
She's just the great. She is so giving and kind and nice. It's I'm like family with Jay and Jeannie, and they're just the best. I love them so much, but I really love their doggies even more.
Well, you're talking to, I don't sleep with my wife and she doesn't sleep with her husband.
Yeah.
So as you say that about them, I think it's become a much more normal arrangement.
And it's great. You don't, you know, you are sleeping.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean that you don't have other times. With the fun happening.
Yeah. You guys come together. Is it like scheduled?
It is scheduled at my house. I don't know.
It's not scheduled anymore, but it is one of those things where you go, well, I can't be in another room. I'll never get any. And then when you realize that's not why you're getting any.
No, right.
It's got no standing whatsoever.
It's not just because anyone was going to come in and wake you up and offer it.
Right.
I was just thinking, do you like sneak in the room like at 3 o'clock in the morning and then hop into bed? And they're,
no, yeah. I sneak out of my room at 3 a.m. and go to work.
Right.
And that was where the problem was.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, you know what would be great? To not get woken up at midnight when you come to bed. That'd be so
great. A lot of people do that now. So that's good for them. And they have a house big enough where he probably got, I wonder how weird that was for the new husband to go, which room should I pick? Right? Yeah. There's a million rooms there, aren't there?
Well, there's 3 rooms on each floor.
Oh.
And they're, you know, like they're so wealthy, but they're so modest.
They live just like in LA somewhere?
Yeah, she owns a bunch of properties, but she's.
And this is the one that they like. Is it near the beach? I mean, do you at least get to take the dogs on the beach?
It's pretty close to the beach. It's a place called Playa Vista. Oh. But like neither one of them drive a fancy car, you know, or anything.
Really?
No, it's like they're very, very, money is not. You know, I guess once you just have that much, it's just whatever, you know, but they're very, very modest, very humble, very down to earth.
Well, she's very, very LA nice. Though, like in that her dad, Jerry.
Yeah.
Her dad, Jerry Buss, the owner of the Lakers. He was LA during that whole Showtime Lakers thing. So she's grown up with that.
She's so kind and sweet and nice. And then right behind the scenes, she's this baller, you know, this massive
businesswoman.
But you don't see that from her personality because she's just so kind and nice and giving. She's like helped a lot of people with their health stuff. And
well, she's really helped. Like what you just said about them reaching out and going, don't worry about your bills. Like worry about getting better. Like what if she sounds like an angel.
An angel.
That's pretty big.
An angel. Yeah. And then
for Jay for snagging an angel.
Yeah. They're totally in love. It's so amazing. And their dogs are just...
How many dogs are we talking about here?
It's 3. And I house it. Jay went to the 50th SNL anniversary with Jeannie. And then so I stayed at their house and I slept in Jay's bed. And like the doggies were like cuddling on my left.
Was it another bed you could sleep in? You had to
there
sleep
was,
in Jay's
but,
bed?
But he has a massive giant bed. They clean the sheets, you know.
Vinny would bring his own sheets.
Yeah.
You would
bring his own blow up mattress.
Oh my God,
the whole
dude!
Thing.
You had to pick my bed. There's 3 rooms on every floor.
No, he told me it was okay.
Oh, you were like, hey, bro, is it okay if I just sleep in your bed?
No, he offered. He offered.
Okay. I mean, if you don't think it's weird, I don't think it's weird. It's fine.
You know, they have a housekeeper that does change all the sheets and stuff. But
where does she sleep? Does she sleep in Jeannie's bed?
This housekeeper?
Housekeeper.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, who knows?
Yeah, I don't know. Just so... Anyway, go on with the story. I'm sure there'll be more.
But so Jay has this massive bed. The guest bed is like this little tiny bed. And the dogs have to sleep with me. So
the dogs will not sleep unless they can sleep with you.
Yeah, they got to sleep on the bed. So
they sleep with Jay if you're not there. They don't care who's in the bed. That's their bed.
That's their bed.
Okay.
Yeah. So I slept, but the dogs were just so cute and like they love me. And the Jeannie's dog, whenever I come over, she like just runs over to me, puts her head on my shoulder, and just like stares at me. Like they're totally in love with me. It's so amazing.
Oh,
it's just the best.
That is really sweet.
Yeah. 18 years ago, I was living out of my car on meth, and now I get to sleep with dogs.
Now you sleep with the lady, the Lakers, and the Jay Moore, and the 3 great dogs, and the giant bed, the snuggling, and the dogs.
It's a good life.
It is. You know what? It can be a good life.
It can be.
You know? It's, you did the work to get there.
Yeah.
He did the work.
I'm proud of you.
Mm.
Yeah. We're talking with Greg Baldwin. That was my little note to reset. We're talking with Greg Baldwin, who is, again, if you're just joining us, longtime friend of the show. We have quite a lot of history with Greg Baldwin, and he is currently a touring comedian and podcaster.
Yeah.
And he's at the Punchline SF this weekend with Jay Moore.
Our text number is 800-400-3697-707 says, tell Greg I'm recommending his podcast to my 12-step group. Everyone needs a dose of positivity.
Oh,
what's your podcast called again?
Good Things Are Happening.
415.
You can find it on Odyssey, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's soon.
No, I'm sure it is, actually.
It's probably already there.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yep.
Does Jay Moore still hate Sarah? Do you know if Jay Moore still hates Sarah?
No.
We had a falling out years ago.
No. So Jay's a different person. He talks about it. He just reached 4 years sober.
Mm. Oh.
And he's like a completely different person. I've heard like Jay had some issues back in the day. And it wasn't the nicest kind of
person. He was actually really, he would come on the show all the time for a while, and we were getting along great. And I said one thing that he just lost his over, and that was the end of that. I was like, oh, well.
He would come on, and he would love you guys. He's such a kind, he's a different person, you know?
It would be interesting to have him on. I was I have to say, I was just like, I'll take Greg. We'll take Greg.
I don't think Jay likes me.
No, Jay is not into me.
Your ex-girlfriend gave you a deal, apparently. One implant costs $18K. So if she charged you $18K, you made out.
Yeah, she gave me a good deal.
And you got to, I mean, you were dating her for, sounds like, a couple of years, so.
Yeah, we dated.
So now, this is a true story. From her.
We broke up, and I went back to her still, and then I got a deep cleaning. And
you mean for more dental work? You've broken
dentistry.
Up.
Yeah,
got it.
Yeah, for more dentistry. Right. And I swear to God, she tortured me.
She
did the deep cleaning with no Novocaine or whatever, and like was just, I mean, it was the worst experience I've ever had in the dentist chair.
Angry dental work is.
Yeah, she got me back for whatever. I don't know why, but.
What are you doing these days for friendship?
So, you know, I have a group of friends.
No, he didn't mean that kind of friendship.
Oh, I'm single.
Oh.
I am single.
So if someone comes and sees you this weekend at Punchline SF.
Yeah.
And they linger.
There's a shot.
Mm.
Yeah.
You're telling me there's a chance.
Last time you did it?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good question. About probably a year ago.
Have you done it at the bus's house?
No, I have not.
You got to do that. That's a bucket list thing.
That is a bucket list. No.
He sleeps in Jay's bed, guys. Not please Jay's don't. Bed. Don't.
Do they have a hot tub?
Oh.
They do not have a hot tub.
Oh. What?
No.
Got to get a hot
tub. Sarah's got a person.
Yeah, I do have a person. Creative energy. Yeah.
It's like a townhouse. Like with a 3-bedroom townhouse. It's so modest. It's, you know, I mean, it's gorgeous and beautiful.
Right.
But it's very.
They don't have a little backyard where they could stick a hot tub for you guys to enjoy?
I thought you said it was 3 bedrooms on each floor.
It is.
Yeah. Okay, that's not.
Three bedrooms on each floor or three rooms on each floor? So there's 9 bedrooms. No. So this is a townhouse in the same way that like a Harley Davidson is, you know, is a tricycle.
Yeah. So Jay's on the first floor. Jeannie's on the third floor.
You said, now, is this like a triplex? Or there's so there's 3 3-bedroom apartments completely separate from each other.
Yeah.
This isn't like there's a stairwell that just goes up through all the.
No, but that's a good point. There's somebody else that lives on the second floor.
On the second floor.
They want him out.
Why?
Because they want to build that staircase.
So they want to open the triplex up. They can't just give that guy some money to leave?
If she can afford it.
Mm.
But he won't leave.
Yeah, I'm glad you asked that question.
They have a Cato Kalen living on the
won't leave?
He's an older guy. He's a nice guy.
And he's lived there forever.
Yeah, he's lived there forever.
Can they can they move? Would that be a thing that they could do?
She owns a bunch of property. She could definitely afford it. She, you know.
This seems like a problem that, you know, money could solve. That's a very strange.
They're being held hostage.
Yeah.
In their own home.
Well, you know, he sounds like a nice little guy.
He is nice.
He does. He's nice enough, right? I'm so happy here. Bye. I would never be able to be happy in a place where I knew the owner wanted me out.
Yeah, that is that is something.
Well, I think he owns it. So he owns the second floor.
Oh, you're saying that these are like condos in a triplex.
Yes.
And she owns the top and bottom. She wants to buy his.
Oh, yes.
Oh, this is, that is complicated.
Okay.
Isn't it?
He doesn't have to leave then. That's his place.
They gotta
leave.
All
right. Now I get it. Yikes.
All right. Well, listen, Greg, this has been interesting in a real estate way, a dentistry way.
Yeah.
And just an all around feeling kind of good about things way.
Oh.
You know, I'm happy for you. It's always awesome to see you.
Yeah.
And please tell Jay that I said that we said hello.
Yeah.
And that, you know, next time you guys come on through town, that's like, maybe we'll have like a little makeup date or something.
Oh, that'd be fun.
That would be kind of fun. I mean, I felt like we were really close for a minute there. And then all of a sudden I don't even remember what I said. I think I talked about one of his tattoos and he was so mad at me. Wow. I was like, I so did not mean to, you know how I am. I'm like always poking the bear.
No, it wasn't your fault. It was his reaction was the fault.
Mm.
Well, we don't have to assign fault. We can move past. I'm ready to move past the whole thing. I would love to see him and know that he's doing well again.
Yeah, he's doing really well. And you know, the thing I really want to say is that for people out there, if you suffer from addiction and alcoholism, there's hope. Just ask somebody for help. That's what you got to do. And somebody that's been through it, just ask for help. You know, I'm living proof that you can survive addiction and have a good, wonderful life.
Greg Baldwin, everybody. at the Punchline SF all weekend long with Jay Moore. It is great to see you.
I love you guys.
Greg Baldwin, everybody.
We love you.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code SHAVE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code SHAVE. Enjoy.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right. Hello. Listen, think about this.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
I love it.
Alice at 97.3.
Bum, bum, bum. Ba-dum, bum, bum, bum. It's Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Thanks again to Greg Baldwin. He and Jay Moore starring at the Punchline SF this weekend. I'm glad we finally got their living arrangements worked out. Trying to figure that out. That was so strange.
Yeah. But it's nice to hear there may be a mending of that relationship at some point in the future.
That would be nice, actually.
I wasn't around when you guys broke up, but I was there for that first appearance from Jay Moore, and we were still in the Embarcadero building at that point.
It's true.
But that was some fun radio.
That was the beginning of a wonderful relationship that was suddenly cut very short. I would love to see that rekindled. And thanks to Greg Baldwin again.
Yes.
It's always great to see Greg. He is a very positive person and a true success story. It's Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show, Listen Live, Win Contest, and go get our full show podcast. It's all happening at RadioAlice.com.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by the Oakland Zoo's... by Fremont Bank. The Oakland Zoo's new electric locomotive was sponsored by Fremont Bank Foundation, highlighting nice. Just one mode of transportation it has helped organizations secure through its grants. Learn more at FremontBank.com. All right, here's what's happening. So we've got some clouds today, and for the most part, the South Bay is going to stay dry. There is a chance for an evening shower, though, in the North Bay and East Bay. Just a shower.
Just good to know. Keep your eyes peeled.
Yep.
Bring your umbrella just in case you go out.
I'm curious how you feel about this, and I'll bring it up in a grander way, and then you can... Let's say you go to a restaurant.
Okay.
And they're actually describing their service as Russian roulette, as in...
You may or may not get botulism?
No.
Oh, all right.
As in, they bring out your food. Here you go. It looks like you got the ham and pineapple plate. As in, you go to a place and they serve you the food and you did not get to pick what you get. Is that fun?
Yes.
Or is that, oh, that's fun for you?
Well, first of all, is it a cuisine I'm familiar with, or are we talking like, and you know, and I'm going to pull Ethiopian out of my head. Like, I wouldn't know what to order in an Ethiopian place. So I would want someone to help me to order that. Mm-hmm, like, mm-hmm. I would say, bring me the things everybody wants.
This
and
is
tell me how to eat them.
Actually, a real new place, not dinner, dessert. Where you go to an ice cream shop and you go in and you say, I'll have a scoop of ice cream, and they serve you the flavor of their choice. They're calling it Russian roulette for dessert. Russian roulette's a very dark term to use for.
Like, am I going to die if I get the wrong ice cream here?
No. But you are getting served what they've decided you're eating.
Now, are they a place where they have the 31 flavors and they're just going to take a look at you and go, you look like an Oreo cookies and cream girl?
You go to New York now, so this is something that you might be interested in. You may go get this. It's called Surprise Scoop.
Oh.
A new ice cream shop in the East Village. Customers don't get to choose a flavor.
Mm.
The only menu on the item is surprise ice cream for $9.18.
$9.18. Does that round up to $10 or something with tax?
Is that one of my... I don't know how they came up with that price, but that's what you get. You can also specify if you want whipped cream and a cherry on top or just the ice cream.
Yeah.
Here's their service. Surprise
Picked
ice cream.
Here, as in they reach a hand... out and put the ice cream in front of you.
And that's your ice cream. You just spent $10 on
whatever you got. Now, if I order three of those, is every one of them going to be a different flavor?
I believe so.
So we can pass them, take one down, pass it around.
New Yorkers, they say, are accustomed to getting exactly what they want at all hours. And here is the newest craze, surprise scoop.
An ice cream shop
in the East Village. I do think there's fun to be had there.
Yes.
That said, I gotta really like my dessert or I'm not gonna eat it. Like, I can't waste, you know,
calories on your coriander ice cream. I'm not doing that.
It's become a thing that I have to be careful.
Your broccoli and garlic ice cream is not gonna do it for me. That's interesting, though, and I agree that if you are pleasantly surprised by Surprise Scoop, you would be like, well, I would have never tried peppermint patty ice cream. But now that I would like to just order that again, but I'm going to get surprised once again.
I thought immediately of the success from the story about the surprise presents, the box of crap you buy.
Mm.
Oh, what is that called?
Fun Delivered.
Fun Delivered. That's exactly, I thought, oh, there it is. People love getting the surprise. Even though none of it fits and it's all crap, everyone laughed and had a ball.
Right. It's all about, you wouldn't open that by yourself in your house. You do that with others. And then it's like everything's a mystery. You're trying to figure out what all of it is.
The people who are currently frequenting Surprise Scoop say, I love that you don't know what you're going to get. I don't love it. I'm not doing that. But good luck for your next trip to New York.
In the East Village,
Surprise Scoop.
That's pretty far from where my kids live.
Oh, is it?
I mean,
I don't know where
is anything all that far from anything in New York. You just get on a subway until your kid tells you to get off, and you're like, oh, we're there. Great. Good.
We walked so many blocks when we were there. I was, of course, there with my marathon runner, you know, girlfriend at the time, now mm-hmm. wife. But we must have walked, I don't know how many miles that day. Just
all
shopping.
You do.
We were done. Like the marathon was canceled. What are we going to do? Let's go walk around.
Go roam around. That's what you guys did. You used to roam around here.
Yeah, we pushed a stroller around and just hung out. It was fun, but you can walk miles and miles.
Long blocks in New York City. Mm-hmm. I think each one's a tenth of a mile. So if you go 10 blocks, I mean, you do the math on that.
I can't. How about a fast fact?
I love fast facts. You know that.
Fast facts. Google.
Yes.
Was originally called Backrub. When they came up with the idea in 1996, founders changed the name to Google about a year later.
Backrub. I mean, it's presumptuous. I don't want you to rub my back. No thanks.
But
Google sounds so adorable.
Backrub does bring about that, like, the person like, that walks up behind you and starts touching
creepy.
You and you're like, hello.
Yes. We all know that guy, don't we, ladies?
I'm not
and guys,
it at
I'm
all.
Sure there are guys who also get the unwanted touching, but yeah. Oh, really? You're just giving me a back rub? Please don't. That's okay.
I'll take the bear. You're going to love it.
Everyone
loves it.
It's okay. I'll take the bear.
I'm really good at this.
Yeah.
You liked Hooman's back rubs, though.
No, I did not.
I heard you did.
I didn't. Who did you hear that from? Hooman? Is that where you also heard that I made out with Hooman?
Like, no, I liked his back rub.
I was there when you made out with Hooman. I saw that with my own eyes.
You're insane. There's just no world where I ever made out with Hooman.
It happened. I saw it. We all saw it.
No, who is we all? Who?
I want to say Ron Owens was there that day.
Oh my God.
I believe we were at some pool table place. There was pool being played. Where were we actually? Where was that?
I don't know.
That was back when.
All I know is it's just you're just living in this dream world.
No,
where all these things.
Oh yeah, I dream about you kissing Hooman.
Well, you definitely have weird feelings toward me, Mr. Jealous. But obviously, I feel like over the years these things have become just. He doesn't deny it. You'll notice, but these things have become like I don't know landmarks in your brain.
In your brain. I didn't bring up you kissing Hooman.
I never think about that.
What are you talking about? Mm. The moment when a sperm fertilizes an egg, there's actually a little spark and explosion.
Really?
Yeah.
That's amazing. Of course there is. It's the egg like, ow! Damn it!
No!
The world's smallest international bridge is only 19 feet long.
The smallest international bridge?
It's an old rustic bridge connecting the Spanish village of El Marco to the Portuguese village of Varzia Grande.
Wow.
19 feet long. International bridge.
Spans the borderline.
Back to Google for a second. McDonald's is the most popular. This is no longer a fast fact. This is a story.
Oh, okay.
McDonald's is the most popular fast food restaurant by Google searches. McDonald's. I'm surprised so many burger joints have come out with better burgers, but McDonald's still continues to be the one.
Yeah. Well, it's the fries. The fries are delicious. I told you I went to Burger King recently to try their fish sandwich, which was meh. Their fries suck. You know, it's important, the good fry. And even I do like In-N-Out fries, but I'll take good McDonald's. If I'm just going for fries, I'm going to McDonald's.
Fries there are good. You're right.
With fresh, if they're fresh and hot and cooked right.
I was going to an appointment in the South Bay.
Yes.
And I'm driving on Stevens Creek to try and get to this location where I'm going to go. And I'm running late. Well, I'm not late, but I'm thinking I need to eat before I have this meeting. And where don't you run into a McDonald's? Like, there'll be something, right?
Yes.
The one place. I found the one street that didn't have
Oh, man.
Oh, my God.
Block after block going, my God, what is this?
I'm so sorry. To
well, it just, it's, you know, McDonald's, so nice, you expected right? it. Well, I don't even know why. I guess my point is, why is anyone even searching that? Usually, you can't not find a McDonald's.
Hmm. I wonder if they count the Google Maps thing. Like, if you're on the highway and you're like, well, I know I can find something to eat at McDonald's. There's something I like there. I'll get that. And then you, I mean, I've definitely been on 80 and gone McDonald's, and it shows me where the closest one is coming up. All right, get over. We're taking an exit in 2 miles.
Yeah, I mean, that's for me, that's usually travel food.
Yeah, like travel food.
If you're like...
It's a good excuse for it, for travel. Yeah. You know, it's travel food. What?
I gotta eat. Yeah. Gotta happen.
I like that spicy chicken sandwich thing.
Breakfast is the best there, though.
The spicy chicken sandwich from McDonald's?
Really good.
Oh.
I like it. They can keep their breakfast. I have no... What do you
don't
get
like an egg McMuffin?
No, I don't want that.
Everybody likes egg McMuffin.
It's fine. I'll eat it. I'm not saying I won't eat it. I'm just saying I'm not, like, hankering for it.
It's travel food.
Yeah.
All right, fine. Better eat it or you're not going to get food for another 3 to 5 hours.
Right.
All right, fine.
You're going to be, you think you're cranky now?
There are a lot of frustrating things involved with doing laundry. One is the detergent. I was like reading the story going, no, it's not. Anybody who's ever had a roommate, it becomes like just like the dishes where you're in war over the laundry and who has laundry, who left laundry in, who's pushing the drugs. There's a lot of frustrating things, but the detergent? Anyway, they say here.
Well, yeah, I don't.
It's always a mess unless you have one that drains itself back into the bottle. Doesn't. I use the powdered stuff.
Like, I do use the powder too. I use powder.
I was told the powder's the way to go. It actually rinses the cleanest.
Mm. Yeah, I don't even know if it does or not. All I know is it doesn't, it just disappears and I never see it again.
Mm-hmm.
And then I put a little more powder in the next time and it disappears and I never see it again. And that's what I'm looking for in my detergent.
I guess, though, a lot of people use the bottled or liquid detergent.
I do.
Uh-huh.
And the cap ends up being gunky and all schmeg all around it.
Yeah, okay.
Well, I haven't done that in ages. We always use just regular old powder. They say here that on the bottle, if you actually read it, it will tell you, take the cap, fill it with the laundry soap to the right line, and throw the whole thing, including the cap, into the laundry.
Ah.
And that will keep it from getting gunked up.
That's really
including
smart.
The cap?
Including the cap.
Just throw the cap into
it with the laundry. Yeah, as you do the laundry and then you pull it out and it'll stay clean that way.
What if you forget it though and then put it in the dryer?
Yeah, now it's all melted. You can't have a cap.
There, look, that's
or what if you while it's in there, you know, your washing machine gets to shake it and the next thing you know the whole thing of detergent has tipped over and it's all slick on the floor and you've fallen and broken your back. What about that?
Liquid detergents usually have a small message on the cap that says rinse after use or toss in the wash.
Mm.
Keeps it from getting slimy and gunky.
Good little agitator, too.
So I'm just trying to help you out here.
Thank you. That's, what is that, a life hack?
They do say either way, be careful to remove the cap before tossing the clothes into the dryer. That could be a problem. You know, there's stuff. I definitely move laundry at my house and the missus will go, you dried my bra. Well, don't put them all in with all the other stuff. There's so many things.
Yeah.
What am I supposed to individually move them over and go,
Yes.
Well, don't say yes.
My sister is so anal about laundry. She takes each piece individually out of the washer, gives it a shake, and puts it into the dryer.
Well, Tina.
So she would never forget to pull the cap out. Nor would she ever dry her bra. I don't even know if she throws her bras in the dryer. All I know is I tried that for a while. I'm like, oh, that, you know, that's sure. And then they're not all twisted up and, you know, whatever.
Well, when they twist up like that, that's why you end up taking the whole chunk of laundry out in one piece.
And putting it right into the dryer where it belongs.
Hello?
It'll sort itself out or it won't. Everything's going to be okay. I don't need to snap each piece.
Clean is the job.
Yeah. That was when I started counting laundry.
Tina.
What do you mean that was when you started counting laundry?
When I would take out each piece and give it a snap, you know?
Doing that
just
too.
I was trying to because I was like, okay, that does kind of make sense. But then I'm like, who cares if my jeans are, like, they're the same if they've been twirled up or
you
not.
You don't dry jeans.
Sure I do.
No.
Oh, yes.
What?
No.
Don't be silly. He doesn't even wash his jeans. Don't even ask him questions about this. Like, honestly, it's a rabbit hole you do not want to go down.
Our text number is 800-400-3697.
Even he knows it.
No, I don't know what you're talking about. Weirdo. 408 says, I pour it in, I take a piece of laundry and wipe out the cap so it doesn't get gunky.
Oh, good for
so they
you.
They use that's the laundry.
Well, that's a good idea, right? You take one of the pieces of laundry and you wipe it out. Wonderful. Wipe it out with a stained section.
I was just about to text to say throwing the cap in too. The fabric softener is a different story, but yeah. I guess that's the deal. I always put the cap in. I thought everyone did that.
I never heard of it before.
I, you know, one of the reasons I think we started using powder permanently, and that's just what we use, is because they say all of the puffy jackets and all of the furry type jackets don't rinse clean enough with liquid, and they end up getting like gunky.
Oh,
there's like a buildup on them. They it doesn't rinse off all the way, so use powdered, and so we just have ever since.
We started using powder when we started having front load machines because they were saying they were saying the powder and to only put this tiny, tiny amount
like
in there.
Like a teaspoon.
Like so little for a huge load. I think mine has a, there's an insert if you want to use liquid, but it doesn't seem to require that.
Mm. Oh my God, I did fun delivered this weekend for my daughter's birthday. So fun. Thanks for the rec, Sarah.
Oh, well, actually, thank Vinny for that. Vinny did a story about Fun Delivered, and it's undelivered mail, unopened packages that simply do not have a home, and there are always some fun surprises in there. Mostly it's junk, though, but also some of it isn't, but also most of it is.
But
you know what it is the whole time? Really fun. It's very fun.
Delivered.
On your birthday, less than a month from now, I have a box for you. We'll give it to you.
Oh.
You can open it up and see what's
in there.
I
don't believe my birthday falls on a weekday, though, so...
We'll do on one of those days close to your birthday.
The Friday. It'll be fun Friday. Fun Friday.
Let me take a look. What are you, the 12th? Let me see here.
Don't look anything up, please.
I'm looking it up. Will you stop it? God, you hate fun. I'm going to have fun delivered to you. Where is my calendar? Oh, there it is.
Jeez. What's coming up with the trash, Sarah?
Oh, my God, I just switched my calendar. Lollapalooza, Stagecoach, and more.
All right.
Hello.
Listen, think about this. You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
I love it.
Alice at 97.3.